Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey there, Enjoyers. Hope you're doing really well. Well, here we are in the second week of our Money Matters within the context of our Freedom series. And I got to tell you, I am super excited. You know, whenever we start talking about money in church, the reality is this. Some people get nervous, some people get angry, and some people get flat out excited. Now, when it comes to categories, I'm in the flat out excited category. And the reason I get so excited is because I know and I understand that when people start stepping into financial freedom, that freedom is going to impact every arena of their life, from their own personal life, to their marriage life, to their family life, and to their future life. This is what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily hinders our progress, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. Now, we all know, some of us are only too well, that sin, that weight that tangles us and slows us down. But just as sin is a weight that will slow us down and so easily hinder our progress, so is the weight of debt. That's right. Debt is a weight that will slow us down. Debt will hinder our progress. Debt is like one of those Boeing constrictors. I don't know about you. I'm not a snake guy. I don't like snakes. I have never liked snakes. But debt is a Boeing constrictor that will tie itself around us, and if left there, will strangle the life out of us. So what are we going to do with our debt? Are we going to allow it to slow us down? Are we going to allow it to hinder our progress? And is it going to prevent us from running the race that God has set before us? Or are we going to deal with it? Friends, I want to encourage you today. If you find yourself in debt today, I want to encourage you, deal with it. Let this be the day where you make a decision. We are going to deal with our debt. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13 says, "The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom." Church, as long as debt is weighing on you, you'll never be the head. As long as debt is consuming you, you'll never be above. So it's God's desire, just as He's freed us from the debt and the burden of our sin, that you might be free. It's God's desire to free you from the burden of debt, that you might be free to be the head and not the tail, be free to be above and not below. So in the context of our Freedom series, this is the second, as I've already said, in the Money Matters teaching, simply entitled Debt Busting. That's right, debt busting. We're going to step into this space today and we're going to set you up to become a debt buster, that the power of debt would be broken over your life, that you might be free to be all that Christ is calling you to be in Him. Can you imagine? Let me ask you a question. Can you imagine being free from debt? Can you imagine enjoying financial freedom? Can you imagine being over your finances and not having your finances over you? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being in a place where in all things, at all times, you have all that you need? Now, I know for some of you, that is beyond the realms of your imagination. But I want to remind you today, Ephesians chapter 3, reading from verse 20 says, "Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us." Now, the battleground of the mind is where it is the place where so much of your battle to overcome debt is going to be fought. That is a reality. It's in the mind. Remember the scripture, as a man thinks in his heart, as a woman, a person thinks in their heart, so they are. That's a reality. Friends, if you're content to remain in debt and see it as part of your story, well, this is the way it's always been. My family has always been in debt. I'm in debt and I've always been in debt. Then the truth is that will probably be your story from here on as well. But if you're tired of being in debt, and I don't know, I've been in debt before, and it's where it's like, it is consuming, where it is just like a weight that doesn't go away. If you're tired of being in that place, tired of being in debt, and you want to see that weight and that hindrance broken off your life, then lean in. Now, We'll talk next week about sowing for a multiplying harvest. But before we go there, before we start speaking about the harvest to come in our future, the increase to come into our future, we're going to go debt busting. All right. Okay. So here we go. Now, point number one, debt busting. You ready? Here we go. Debt busting requires us to live within our means. That's right. If you're going to see debt defeated in your life, you need to live within your means. What does that mean? It means that you'll never see debt defeated if you're spending more than you make. So if you're in debt and you want to get out of debt, you need to go to war. You need to make war on your debt and your spending. It's really as simple as that. That's where it begins. It begins with a decision. I don't want this in my life anymore. I don't want it hanging over my head anymore. I don't want to carry this weight around anymore. But it's you personally that needs to make the decision. I'm going to war on my debt and my spending. You'll never get out of debt as long as you're content to be at peace with it. Now, we're living in a world, you know it as well as I do, where it's so easy these days to get into debt. You don't need to work for anything. You don't need to wait for anything. You don't need to plan for anything or save for anything. Whatever you want, you can have it delivered to your house within 20 minutes. Whether you've got money or not these days is irrelevant, because there's someone that is happy to have you indebted to them. Friends, the problem is with this mentality and mindset and the space that we're living in today, the problem is this. With every card you have, with every loan you have, with every buy now, pay later deal, that Boeing constrictor of debt is getting a stronger hold on you. And at some point in time, the squeeze is going to come on. You know it as well as I do. Proverbs 22 verse 7 says this, just as the rich rule the poor, so the borrower is servant to the lender. That's a reality. So the more spaces you're taking money from, the more places you are going to be a servant to in the future. You won't be free as long as you continue to sign up. You need to make a decision. I'm going to war on my spending. Here we go. Point number two. Are you good enjoyers? I hope you are. I got to tell you, I'm excited because I know what happens when people start getting their finances in order. Freedom comes. Okay, so now we're going to point number two. Here we go. Point number two, debt busting requires having a plan. That's right. Debt busting requires having a plan. If you're going to get out of debt, you need to have a plan. It's amazing how you can just fall into debt, but to get out of it, you've got a plan to get out of it. Proverbs chapter 10, reading from verse 4 says, lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent hands bring wealth. He who gathers crops in summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son. Interesting words. I don't know about you. When I'm reading the Bible, sometimes I just like picking out some of the words that for me are highlighted. Words like lazy, words like diligent, words like disgraceful, words like wise. How do you want to be summed up? How do you want to be remembered? How do you want to be spoken about? This is what I've discovered in life. People who are typically labeled as, not that we want to put labels on people, but maybe people who are known as being lazy or a disgrace, they don't typically plan to get in that place. There's no planning involved. But how many of you know, when it comes to people that we know as diligent and wise, yeah, they are planners. There's no doubt about that. So often debt is able to take root in our life simply because of a lack of planning. But likewise, financial freedom comes into our lives because of a commitment to planning. So the scripture here is clear. It's the diligent hands of the wise that gather crops in summertime. But this never just happens. Wise sons plan to be in the harvest at summertime, putting their hands to work. That's the way it happens. It never just happens. You don't just see people in the fields working. No, they plan to go to work. I want to encourage you in regards to your debt, plan to go to work. Now, if you're in debt, understand that even with an amazing plan, it's still going to take some time to turn your situation around. If your plan sounds too good to be true, friends, it probably is. It probably is. Sometimes I have people come to me and they say, Pastor Shane, there's this opportunity. It's just too good to be true. As soon as that comes out of their mouth, I typically will say, well, it probably is. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11 says, wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows. And isn't that the truth? Proverbs 13, verse 11, in the NIV translation, the second part of that verse says this, "But he who gathers money little by little makes it grow." This is what I would say. Slow-earned gains are solid gains. If they're quick in, they're often quick out, but slow-earned gains are often solid gains. So maybe you find yourself in debt and you don't know where to begin in regards to making a plan to get out of debt. Essentially, it's really this simple. It's really a question of where am I going to place my seed? If you're in debt today and you want to get out of debt, you've all got income coming in of some sort. You've all got increase coming in of some sort. Essentially, it's going to be a question of where am I placing my seed? You know, we talked about seed last week being that seed is our finance, seed is our increase, seed is what we have that we might sow and invest and place and position. So the question is, if I'm in debt today, and I want to get out of debt, with the increase that I have coming in, the finances that I have coming in, the seed that I have coming in, where am I going to place it? If you're in debt, I would be suggesting that you make a plan. And as you make your plan, I'd actually encourage you to speak to someone who may be a few years down the track, but that's not always necessarily the case. Just understand this. Gray hair. I know what the Bible says about gray hair. Yes, it's a sign of wisdom. And every gray-headed person in the house said amen to that. But here's the thing. Gray hair doesn't always mean wisdom in regards to finances. So what you're looking for is a person who you can see and you know has a good track record when it comes to making good decisions and solid plans in regards to their own personal financial lives. Sit with them. Tell them your story. Tell them why you think you're in this place of debt. Ask them then, why do you think I'm in this place of debt? Lay out the facts. I want to encourage you, lay out the facts as they are. There's no point sitting with anyone to work out a plan to move forward if you're not going to be honest. And I know in this regard of finances, we can all get a little embarrassed. I know, as in at the moment, me personally, I'm in debt. Physically, I'm carrying about 4-5 kilos that I really don't want to be carrying. And it's like, oh, you're telling us all. It's how do you feel about that? I don't care how I feel about it. I want to be free of my kilos. You know what I'm saying? So you want to be free of debt. So when you sit down and talk to someone about putting a plan together to move forward, it's important that you tell them the facts as they are. And then formulate your plan. And once you've formulated your plan, stick with it. Stick with it. Then go back to that person. Go back to that person. As in, the person that I would be looking to in regards to this space doesn't need to be a financial planner per se. They just need to be a good steward with a good track record that can help you and come alongside of you for a season, for a period of time, and just check in on you, see how you're going. I want to encourage you, if you make an appointment to see them, you be accountable to them. Don't be having them chase you, but you pursue them, get their perspective, keep walking together, and I promise you, you're heading in the right direction. Here we go. Now, point number three. Are you ready? You got to stick with your plan, though. Point number two, you got to stick with that plan. Okay, so let's move along now to point number three. All right, so I've got to ride backwards, so let's go that way. Praise God. Point number three, debt fasting requires that we separate our wants from our needs and our needs from our wants. That's a reality. All right, here's the thing. Uber Eats, takeaway, restaurants, brunch, 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 Foxtel, Netflix, Disney Plus, Stan, KO, Optus, gadgets, Afterpay, homewares, gym memberships that never get used, car loans that aren't required, impulse buying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not to mention latte are typically wants and not needs. That's the reality. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death." Debt is a killer. Debt is a killer. There are so many things, and I think about my own life in my early days. I need that. It was actually really, I want that. Sign up. And it's like, oh my Lord, why did I go down this path? Because in the end, it just led me to a place where I was just so restricted. I was no longer walking free, yada, yada. Debt is a killer. Debt kills dreams. Debt kills romance. Debt kills opportunities and debt kills freedom. Therefore, we need to do all that we can to kill our debt. So let's understand, we don't need wants. We want wants. It's a really big difference between what a needs and what a wants. But if we'll show some self-control, yeah, that's what's going to be required here. If we'll show some self-control in regards to our wants, we'll not only have finance to put towards our debt, but also we'll have finance to put towards our real needs such as a home, a house, a home. And as in, you know, one of the things, one of the reasons I love and I'm so passionate about speaking about getting out of debt is because of all the brothers and sisters across the life of Enjoy Church that we have seen buy their own homes. I got to tell you, there is a joy. If you're believing to get out of debt that you might buy your own home, I want you to know we are praying for you. We are believing for you. We're excited for you. And we are believing that if you'll commit to a lifestyle that is honoring Christ in regards to your finances, the reality is this, you may be in debt today, but freedom is coming your way. I absolutely believe it. So real needs, home, food, clothing, car, utilities, a holiday, etc. And I say a holiday. When I say a holiday, I'm not talking about 8 weeks in France. You know what I'm saying? No. You may not need that if you're still in debt, but we're going to take you on a journey where you get to a place where you get to enjoy life. That's what God wants you to do. He wants you to enjoy life. He wants you to have life and have it to the full. But as long as debt has got a hold on you, you're not going to step into all that God's got for you. Here we go. All right. Point number four. Here we go. Debt busting requires a good work ethic. That's right. If you're going to get out of debt, the chances are you're going to need to work. I know, you know, we all know we can find ourselves in debt for all sorts of reasons. Sometimes those reasons are our own doing. When I've been in debt, it's been my fault, full stop. Sometimes those reasons are beyond our control. But one thing is for sure, hard work is going to be required to get you debt free. And this is what I believe. If you're up for it, you can be debt free. You can go on this journey. It may take a time, but you're going to get there. That's what I'm believing for. Proverbs chapter 6, here we go. Reading from verse 9 says, "But you, lazy bones, how long will you sleep?" Lazy bones, I love that term. That's a term I thought my father was the only person on planet Earth that used. No, God uses lazy bones too. "You lazy bones, how long will you sleep? When will you wake up?" I want you to learn this lesson. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. You know what this means? It means idle hands, laziness, not having a good work ethic is going to put you into debt. So how much will you need to work to rise above your levels of debt? Well, that depends on how much debt you're in. But here's the thing. If you don't go to work today, it's never going to happen. And you might say, "But I'm going to go to work tomorrow." You're not going to go to work tomorrow. It begins today. It begins with making a decision today. You've got to go to war on debt today. You've got to go to war on your spending today. So many people are always putting off to tomorrow. They make a decision. "I'm going to do it tomorrow," in their 20s, and then they're 65. And it's like, "Man, I never got around to doing it." Friends, I want to encourage you. Go to war today in regards to your debt and your spending. One thing is for sure. If you're to come out of debt and into financial freedom, you're going to need to work for it. So let's go to work. Hard work won't kill you, but working hard, grabbing some extra overtime, extra shifts, maybe an extra job for a period of time will certainly help you to become debt free. Here we go. Point number five. I wish I had opportunity to go for another five, but I don't because time is limited. But here we go. Point number five. Here we go. Write it up now. Point number five. Got to write the right way. Point number five. Debt busting requires that we honor the Lord. That's right. Debt busting requires that we honor the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops, then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine." Now, we all know the first fruits, according to scripture, it speaks of our tithe. That's right. The first 10%, that belongs to the Lord. That's why it's the first. It's the first 10%. We bring that to God. We bring the best of everything to God. And we see the promises thereafter in verse 10. But there's actually way stronger and more informative verses than the one that I've just read. I love the promises that are there. I love the fact that we should honor the Lord. And we're just going to take it a level deeper. I know you want to get out of debt and I know you have no problem. The thing I love about Enjoy is they They love it when we talk about finances because they see what happens as a result. Malachi chapter 3, reading from verse 10 says, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I'll not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it." Listen to verse 11 here. "And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes." The fact that he has to rebuke a devourer means there is a devourer that is coming after you. The devourer wants to devour everything that is in your life that you would be in debt until Jesus comes back or you go to be with him. But the Lord says, when we bring the tithe into the storehouse, "I'm going to rebuke the devourer for your sakes so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts, all the nations." I love verse 12 personally. This is one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. And this is speaking of you, your family, and all that is yours, "and all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts." Now, many people don't understand. I'm just going to go here. I'm going to help you out. And I'm speaking to enjoyers. I'm speaking to those that have planted that enjoy. You know me well enough to know that my heart is for you to succeed. I just feel like I'm carrying the heart of God for you. You know, we've got this little grandbubba that's come into our world. And I got to tell you, I look at her, I want nothing but the best of life for her. I want nothing but the best of life for you. I believe for her, if she puts the word of God into practice in her life, she's going to be blessed. I believe the same for you. If, as it said in the earlier verses there, if we will apply the teachings, if we will learn the lessons, if we will submit and live a life that honors Christ, we are going to see the promises of God become our reality. But the reality is this, there are many people on planet Earth today who are part of churches everywhere who don't understand the real issue surrounding tithing. For many, the biggest question around tithing is the question of law. How many people have you, but it's part of the law. No, friends, I want to encourage you today. Tithing, you can go read it and research it for yourself. Tithing existed before the law. And then when the law was established, tithing was grafted into the law. But tithing was already part of worship way before the law was introduced. For me, and I believe for the Lord, the real question surrounding tithing is actually the question of sovereignty. That's right, sovereignty. Right? Who and what is sovereign in your life? Who is sovereign in your life? And it's like, why do you ask that in regards to tithing? Because the reality is this: if you believe the Lord is the Lord and you believe his word is the word, I'm asking you now, who is sovereign in your life? Is the spirit of the Lord sovereign in your life, or is the spirit of mammon sovereign in your life? Do you trust God and take him at his word when he says he will rebuke the devourer from devouring you and destroying you? Or do you trust in the spirit of mammon by trusting in the money that you have in your pocket and therefore choose to disobey God in regards to that which God says is his? Friends, if you want to be free from the burden of debt and no financial freedom, return the whole tithe to the Lord that he might rebuke the devourer and open the windows of heaven and pour out his blessing upon you. Now, we can go on and on and on. But for you to see financial freedom and become a debt buster, you need to commit to going to war on your debt and on your spending. There is no time like this time. There is no time like the present to make a decision. I'm going to make a change. I'm going to begin to live differently. I am going to go to war on my debt, and I'm going to go to war on my spending. I'm not going to be all of my life below and the tail. No, I'm called to be the head, and I'm called to be above, and that's what I'm going to start reaching for. I'm going to start applying scriptural principles into my life that I might walk out of debt and into the freedom that God has got for me. I want you to imagine, just for a minute if you can, just go here with me, just for 1 minute. I want you to imagine being out of debt. I want you to imagine being free from the burden of debt. I want you to imagine what it would be like to enjoy financial freedom. I want you to imagine, just if you can for a minute, what it would be like to leave an inheritance for your children and your children's children. As I said right from the start, for many of you, that's asking you to imagine too much because of history, what you've seen, what you've grown up around. But I want to encourage you, it's a new day. It's a new day in Christ for you. It's a new day. And if you will adopt the teachings of Christ into your life, then you can see financial freedom. You can see debt busted in your life, and you can enjoy all the blessings and the favor that God has got for you. I honestly believe that you can all know and you can all enjoy financial freedom. It may take a while to get there. I'm not saying it's not going to take a while, but the fight has to begin today. For most of us, this will mean going to war. Living within our means, I want to encourage you now, live within your means, enjoyers, wherever you may be. Live within your means. Get yourself a plan, make a plan. Get before God, get with someone, make a plan, and then start stepping it out. I want to encourage you to separate your needs from your wants. They're very different things. I want to encourage you to have a great work ethic, a God-honoring work ethic, and I want to encourage you, honor the Lord with your tithes. Praise God. I want to pray for you. Enjoyers everywhere, I want to pray for you. Like I said, for me personally, at the moment, what I've seen just recently is I've seen so many enjoyers buying homes. And I've got to tell you, that does me glad. I'm sitting right here. I remember standing with a couple only a few months ago, and they were telling me of one of the sermons that I preached, and they realized in an instant, actually, if we put this into practice, we too can buy our own home. I remember standing here, we're all having a bit of a cry together, literally in this room here. And it was the most beautiful time as this young couple were telling me that they've just purchased a house and they're moving in, and they were just so excited. But friends, I promise you, there are so many at the moment, young enjoyers that are buying homes. And it's because they've learnt the principles that are in the Word of God. They've said no more to debt. They've made decisions to honour the Lord. They've gone to war on their spending, and they're living lives which are honouring God in regards to their finances, and they're seeing the breakthrough. I'm believing it for you all over in Joy Church. As you sit there today, if you're saying, I want to go to war on my debt, and I want to start living for the future. I want to start believing for the promises of God to become my reality. I want to leave an inheritance to my children and my children's children. If that is you, I'm just going to ask you to raise your hands wherever you may be right now. Just lift them up before the Lord. I want to pray blessing. I want to pray conviction. If you get a revelation about this, I promise you, not only will you start living a different way, but you will see results. I promise you, you will see results. Almost immediately, you'll start seeing results, and then you'll go on the journey. So here we go. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for every man, for every woman, for every couple, for every family, Lord, that is in the house today, watching it online today. Lord, I pray that they would become a debt buster in Jesus' name. I pray, Almighty God, that today they would declare war on their debt and war on their spending. Lord, that they might, Lord God, walk in wise ways, Lord God, that they might, Lord, walk out of their debt and into the financial freedom that you have got for them. Lord, I pray, Lord God, Lord, even in regard to the principles that we've spoken about, Lord, that we would adhere to them, we would learn from them, and we would gain and glean from others also, Lord God, wise practices, wise principles that are going to lead us to a financial freedom, Lord God, that we might give you praise, that we might give you honor, and we might give you thanks. Lord, I am believing, Lord, as a result of this teaching, this day, Lord, many around in Joy World are going to say, enough is enough. We're not going to be suffocated by this thing anymore. We're not going to be strangled by this Boeing constrictor of debt anymore, but we're going to put our hope and our trust in you, and we're going to step into the financial freedom you've got for us. So today, Lord God, we make a decision. We're walking out of debt and into freedom and into the life that you've got for us. So I speak blessing and favor over every man, every woman, in every location in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said together, amen and amen. God bless you, enjoyers, wherever you be, whatever part of planet Earth you're in, know that we love you. We're praying for you. And at this point in time, I'm going to hand back to your location, Pastor. God bless and bye for now.